Hi everybody, welcome back to the Playgirl Diaries. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a long time, but I'm back and I'm ready to have my podcast and be consistent and to keep giving you guys the Playgirl Diaries episode, so stay tuned in. But today we're going to be talking about getting ready for fall. You know, fall is one of the best seasons that there is, and I've loved it since forever, since as long as I can remember. And there are so many special, warm, cozy things about fall that I just want to talk about and want to talk about preparing for and getting ready for. Fashion, essentials, smells, trends, colors, makeup, really just any and everything fall. And yeah, let's get right on into it. So I think the first thing we should talk about is a fall reset. A reset is very important. I think weekly resets are important, seasonal resets, monthly resets. It's just a thing that can really change the vibe and the feeling of a new time. So like, for fall, you obviously want to have your Halloween decorations, your fall decorations. You want to have like spicy and warm smells. You want to have, you know, a different vibe. You know, in summer, you want fruity, you want sweet, you want very fun, stuff like that. But in fall, it's just different. You want to switch things up, you want to change things, and you want to bring in a new vibe. It's really good, you know, for your mental health, for your happiness, and for your peace to just have a space that fits whatever mood you're in. And I feel like as the seasons change, our mood changes, so it's important to do these different little resets. And I didn't talk about this last year in my fall episode, so I'm really happy that I can share my thoughts now. So I think for a fall reset, or any reset really, the main things that you're going to want to do is clean your room in your house. Clean it thoroughly, like a deep clean. I'm talking getting rid of things you don't want anymore, maybe donating some things, getting rid of some things. You could even rearrange some things, like you could move your bed, move your nightstand, move your TV stand. You know, just things like that to kind of switch up your space and make it feel new and fresh. But definitely, you're going to want to clean your room, clean your house, light a fall candle, turn on a fall movie, just get that fall vibe going. You could also clean and rotate your wardrobe. So, obviously, do some laundry, clean some clothes. Anything that's been sitting in the back of your closet for a while, you know, that's for fall weather. You might want to get that out and clean it and put it right at the front of your closet so it's right there to see. By rotating your wardrobe, I literally mean rotating it, like the stuff you've been wearing in the summer. Put that in the back of your closet. You're not going to wear that for a while. Browns, cream colors, tan, anything that is more of like a fall item, bring that out so you can see it and you can look at it every day and like think about what outfits you want to make with it, and you can kind of just grab that and go. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of having your shorts right there, put your jeans on top of your shorts, have your sweatpants there, have your leggings there, have your skirts and tights, you know, just little stuff like that. Like, literally just rotating your wardrobe, moving your summer things back and bringing your fall stuff out. And also, you can obviously donate clothes, get rid of clothes. That's going to help it feel new and fresh as well. Clean out your car, clean out your purse, and then put new stuff in your car and in your purse. Because I love to keep whatever season I'm in, or whatever mood I've been feeling lately, I like to swap scents. So in my car, I've always had the Brazilian Bum Bum Cream in the spray. I just took those out because now I kind of want to put, you know, a more vanilla smell, a more spicy smell, maybe like marshmallow pumpkin latte. Put that in my car because that fits my overall vibe better right now. Same with my purse. Like, instead of maybe a tropical punch chapstick or, I don't know, like a coconut mojito chapstick. I don't know. I'm just thinking of the most random flavors. Swap those out for maybe something pumpkin-y, something chai, something coffee, something vanilla. Little things like that. Because then when you're out and about, it's going to sound weird, but it will throw my vibe off if I'm like drinking a pumpkin iced coffee and it's like fall outside, but I'm putting like a tropical chapstick on my lips. It just doesn't feel right. And it just it's so nice to have everything matching and everything together and everything cohesive. I love it so much. So yeah. Another thing is making a goal list and a bucket list for fall. Every season I make a bucket list of things that I want to do. So like summer bucket list, maybe go to the beach more, go to the carnival, go on a vacation somewhere, things like that, like things that correlate with the season. My fall goal list is normally things like have a Halloween movie marathon, go to the apple orchard more, paint pumpkins, carve pumpkins, buy myself some new fall clothes, watch a new scary movie, make Halloween cookies, stuff like that. And it's so fun to make that bucket list for yourself because it just feels so, it's just something so fun and relaxing. And it's like, it can be the most simplest things. If you wanted to make some Halloween cookies, write that on there and you can keep it in the notes on your phone, the notes on paper. And it's just nice to go back and look at it whenever you're bored and say, oh, this is something I've been wanting to do. Why don't I do it? This is the time of the year to do it. Let's make the best of it and do all of these things that I want to do. I love doing that. I do it for every season. Some of mine are, I definitely want to have a scary movie marathon, like with my friend. Want to have a scary movie marathon. Want to have like a Halloween movie marathon. I want to go to a haunted house. I want to go to lots of apple orchards. I want to go to Halloween weekends. Like, there's so many things that you can do depending on the season that you can only do in that season. So it's really fun to make the most out of fall or whatever season you're in. I love doing that. Fall reset. Also rotating like the shows and the movies you watch. So my comfort shows kind of change throughout the year. And I usually have the same ones every year, but like it changes throughout the seasons. In spring, I love to watch Jane the Virgin. I love to watch Girlfriends. In the summer, I don't really have any for summer, but in the fall, I always love to watch Gossip Girl. I always love to watch Pretty Little Liars. Those are like my comfort shows in the fall. And then having like fall movies you can watch, like go-tos, like Scream is a good one, Jennifer's Body is a good one, Scary Movie, A Cinderella Story. I think I already said Scream, but I love Scream. Halloween, Happy Death Day, The Purge. And The Purge isn't really fall. And I don't remember really if Happy Death Day is either, but the other ones are great fall movies. But albums, like albums that remind you of fall, whatever they may be. But yeah, those would be how I would think of a fall reset or just a any season reset. And I think all of that is really important to getting yourself ready for the new season. And yeah. But moving away from that, I just wanted to talk about things that I consider fall fashion essentials. This is really different for everybody, so it's kind of personal. Like, I'm not telling you to go and buy these things, but I think that they're all really good items to have for the fall. So starting off is a pair of Uggs. Some people think Uggs are childish and ugly and overrated. You know, everybody has their different opinions, but I happen to love Uggs. I love 2000s fashion, late 2000s fashion, early 2010s fashion, so I've always loved them. In the fall, I think brown chestnut Uggs are the way to go. I don't really like wearing pink Uggs in the fall, but I do love Uggs. I love Ugg slippers. And I think if you had to choose one to invest in, I would say buy real Uggs, and then for the Ugg slippers, you can just get them at like Walmart, you can get them at on Amazon, you can get Bear Paw, you can get whatever brand of Ugg slippers really, because like they all look pretty much the same and they're slippers, so they're gonna get dirty if you wear them outside. So if you don't have to pay $100 for them, I don't really think you should. I think it would be more worth it to invest in the boots and buy like the cheaper Ugg slippers. But if you know you're gonna take really good care of them, then it's definitely worth the investment because you'll have them for longer. But moving on, black boots, like a good solid pair of black boots that you can wear with everything, definitely a fall staple. And I think rain boots should become a fall staple. You know, some people love them, some people hate them. I adore Hunter rain boots. And that sounds so basic and so, I don't know, some people think that they're really ugly, but I think that they're really cute, and I don't really care what anybody has to say. I love them. I wouldn't choose them over Uggs, but I do really like them. Brown velour tracksuit, I think that is a total fall essential. Wear them as separates, wear them as together. Just a chocolate brown velour tracksuit, perfect for fall. I absolutely love it. A good chunky knit sweater in either cream, tan, brown, black, whatever color you want. A good chunky knit sweater needed for fall. Also, a good pair of tights is definitely needed for fall. I think a mini skirt with tights, some cute little boots, and a chunky knit sweater with a really cute jacket over it is a great fall outfit. I love it. It works every single time. And a cute fall jacket, preferably in cream, brown, or tan. I don't know what it is, but I cannot get myself to wear color in the fall. In the fall, the only colors you will see me wearing is browns. And, like, if I'm wearing leggings, they're probably black. Or, like, dark color jeans or light color jeans. But, like, if I'm wearing a shirt, it's gonna be either a nude in some form, white or black. But those, I would say, are my fall essentials. Yeah. I wanted to include some products that I think are good for fall. They haven't really changed that much since last year, but I wanted to talk about them just in case. I absolutely love the Marshmallow Pumpkin Latte candle from Bath & Body Works, the Vanilla candle from Bath & Body Works, Pumpkin Pecan Waffles. Those are all really great candles, and they really set the fall mood. I love the Vanilla Laneige Lip Mask. It's by far my favorite Laneige lip mask. Perfect for the fall, perfect for the winter. And I actually heard that they just came out with a pumpkin spice one too. So the new pumpkin spice Laneige lip mask would also be great for fall. I'm sure it smells great. And then I also love the Vanilla Body Fantasy Spray. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it, I think, at CVS. Or no, not CVS. Rite Aid. Smells really, really good. It's very affordable, and it lasts for a long time. It's great to mist in your hair, to mix with other perfumes, to carry in your purse, and it's like $3. The cupcake one is also really good too. They're both great fall smells. I love Cool Tone bronzers for the fall. They're great. I don't know why, I just like them more in the fall and winter than other seasons. The Tree Hut Scrub in Tahiti and Vanilla is a pretty good vanilla scent too. And it's good for fall. And the body butter is really good as well. I love the Dove Shea Butter Vanilla Body Wash and Deodorant. The Dove Body Wash is by far my favorite. I've talked about it a lot. And I just love it. And like the vanilla and shea butter one, what could be better for the fall? And then I think they also have a cocoa butter one, which is also amazing for the fall and winter and for really any time, but fall especially. And they have the best deodorant too, in my opinion. I also love Brown lip liner all year round, but fall especially. I love MAC lip liner, Wet n Wild lip liner, Essence lip liner, just any brown lip liner with gloss, with lipstick, is great for the fall. I think brown eyeshadow is really cute for the fall. I really like the look of just a little bit of brown eyeshadow, kind of like a bronzer for your eyes. Heavy lengthening mascara, but no lashes. And then like very soft makeup. I think that's a super, super cute fall look. And I love MAC lipsticks for fall. MAC lipstick in Whirl, MAC lipstick in Angel. Just love them. I do. I'll always love MAC. I've always been a MAC girl, and I always will be. I wrote everything down, so if you hear paper in the background, it is my notes. So I think some more fall smells that I wanted to talk about. The Clinique Christmas Cookie Spray is a great perfume for fall. So if you're looking for a new perfume, I think that's a good one. And I think it's around $25. I also love the Philosophy Fresh Cream Warm Cashmere. That is a great fall smell. And then the two that I already mentioned, the Vanilla and the Cupcake Body Fantasy Spray. And then Urban Outfitters sells this one called Chai Epispice or Spice. It's spice with an E in front of it. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it smells pretty good. I love the Black Opium Neon. And I also love the Juicy Couture Gold Couture. Those are all really, really good fall smells. All right. So if you're thinking about fall and, you know, getting a new fall wardrobe, I don't really think that there are much things you need to buy every single year. If you take care of your stuff, I think you only need to buy like major pieces every couple years. Maybe less, but I don't know. I just don't really think that you need to go shopping for an entire new wardrobe every single fall. Definitely a couple pieces here and there, but as long as you have your fall staples, you're good. Like, I think for me, my fall staples would be brown velour tracksuits, which I mentioned, a gray fur trim jacket, like those 2000s That's So Raven jackets, boots, of course, a pair of brown heels, mini skirts, tights, and a sweater, knit beanies, and the color combos, brown and light pink, cream and brown. I also love to have like a good brown puffer jacket because I think it just looks so good with like a top and a pair of jeans and boots. You can't go wrong with that for fall. And then for fun, I just made a list of like fall things for me because I feel like it's kind of a mood board, and you can make like a Pinterest mood board or even print one out and kind of just visualize what you want yourself and your vibe and your life to look like this fall. It's really good for manifesting and just giving you inspiration. It gets you inspiration for like the clothes you want to wear, the things you want to do. It's just doing things like that are really good for your personal style, for your mental health, and for your happiness, like just figuring out who you want to be, what you want to look like, things like that. So mine would be, this is just like a little brainstorm thing for fun. Already mentioned half of it, but anyways, pumpkin iced coffee, Twilight, Burberry purse, Uggs, baking, a brown puffer jacket, Gossip Girl, Juicy Couture tracksuits, brown, cream, and tan, my Hello Kitty Halloween mug, Pretty Little Liars, fur trim jackets, apple orchards, The Weeknd, Lana Del Rey, pumpkin muffins. Just like, you can make little Pinterest mood boards, you can make lists, you can make real boards that you have to cut out and print. Any of that I think would be really fun, but I didn't really say how to plan for fall, but I feel like this was just a really fun, chill episode for me to just talk about how fall is going and for you guys to hopefully get some inspiration for the fall, because sometimes you just need to really sit down and think. Another thing that I wanted to say is I think you should start planning your Halloween costume right now, right this second, whatever you're doing. Think about your Halloween costume. I've had mine picked out for like probably a month, maybe a little bit less than that, but start planning your Halloween costume. I do want to say this. And another thing I want to say is if you are looking for fall clothes, I think that you should definitely go to the thrift store because the thrift always has my favorite fall clothes. I think it's like my best friend for fall, for all seasons really, but for some reason, they have the best jackets ever. Yeah. So that was how to prepare for fall. I hope you guys liked this episode. I'm sorry I've been gone for so long. It's been a really hectic year, and I'm just ready to get back into my routine and doing my podcast and things like that. So I hope you're all doing good. Thank you for listening to the Playgirl Diaries, and happy fall.